Hello.
Hi, this is Figgy returning your call from Family First Care.
Yes, this is Cynthia for Paulette.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Did you see my text yesterday?
Yeah, yes.
So basically, the county is still not reviewing her case. They said they would have an answer for us by... When did they say? Let me double check. They said there was going to be an update available by the end of next week, and that was on the 12th. So there was supposed to be an update available 2 weeks ago. They were going to tell me, you know, if they were accepting the letter we sent and all that information, and they still haven't gotten back to me. I've been following up with them daily. So I'm still really trying to get in touch. Have you heard anything from them?
Yes, I've got a letter from them said we were supposed to send in the bank account information, and we did. So I'm supposed to be talking to somebody from the, I think they, where it started.
Okay, let me see if there is an approval. I'll double check. I've been checking every day. I didn't check yet for today, though.
I don't think so, because according to what she's saying, we got to go, I'll meet with, you know, when you remember when we first, when I first started out, and we have to present the application by phone, and then someone, I talked to another person by phone, and then one person came out. So now next Thursday I have an appointment to talk to the one by phone again.
Oh, like a re, oh, got it, okay. So they're just renewing the application because it's been over 30 days.
Yeah, and we sent a big old package with everything that they asked for to the county's office, and they are saying that they didn't get it.
Oh, no.
A big envelope was dropped off there, and then I don't even know how to, if they want it before, they said we have at least till August 10th. To turn in everything, which we did, and my sister is not in the country to print out all these things again. Then with your office, she sent the information to, she sent some information to your office too, to get, because she did get into that bank.
Right. So I sent whatever I had in. I'm assuming the original documents they don't have. So there's no way for us to get them again.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you should call back and tell them that when you dropped it off, and if they could double check again, because this happens all the time. That's why I usually recommend sending it to me, so I have a record of it and I could always resend the email. But it's so annoying. It's not fair because you took all the documents, you did your part, and they just lose it. I know. It's so upsetting.
The envelope was turned in there, but I don't know. She went, she looked. So I don't know if she see that it was turned in or not. So she just said this lady is going to call on Thursday at 1:30.
Thursday 1:30, okay.
Yeah, to 2 she's going to call, and then I think after she called, then another one comes out. So hopefully by then my sister comes, that if she have to redo the documents again. It is such a hard thing, I'm telling you.
I know. It's so upsetting, especially because, you know, she's not your mother. You don't have access to every account that she has.
Right.
Like, it's not so simple. And she really does need the help.
Yeah, she just come to us, you know, after her daughter died. And I'm telling you, dealing with her for the few months, I see why her daughter was stressed out, because it is rough. It is really, really rough.
I hear you.
And my granddaughter doing all this, you know, for nothing. She stopped going to the bathroom. My granddaughter have to be going through all of that for nothing.
Wow. I wish there was something more I could do, but, you know, it's really up to the state.
Right, I know that. I know.
I'm trying to think, if there's anything more I can do. I guess on the call on Thursday, you know, explain the situation again and ask for some guidance if there's anything we can do. Because I would love to help you. I really would.
I know that. I know. Really, I know. But this gun, you know, that I don't understand how so much, because on my block, on my street that I live, you'd be surprised to know how much able-bodied have their own family working and getting paid. And
I know,
you wonder how they get through. And now look at this we have here. I mean, it's bad. It's really bad. It's hard.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, so on Thursday, I'll keep you informed with
okay,
whatever.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
so let's be in touch then. And you said your sister will hopefully be back?
Yeah, she wasn't going to come back until October. But I guess she's bored now. So, well, her husband went up. He's from Canada.
Okay.
And he went back to Canada. So it's a new house she bought in a new area. So I guess she don't want to stay there by herself. So she says she'll come back next month. So hopefully she come early in the month and she can do what you're supposed to get all over again and do because...
Yeah, I would recommend sending them to me so that we, you know, if this happens again, we have the record.
We'll do that. We'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's be in touch Thursday. I'm so
okay.
sorry to hear this. I really thought she was going to get approved soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care, Cynthia.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.